It's the Southern Senpai Show, where small-town Southerners explore big-time Japanese entertainment, anime, manga, and everything in between. Here's your hosts, Nicholas and DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Southern Senpai's here. My name is Nicholas. We are two Southern
DJ,
guys.
I'm DJ, and we're a black and a white guy.
What are you doing?
You messed up the intro.
No, the intro is, you know, what's going on, y'all? It's the Southern Senpai's here. Two Southern guys who explore Japanese
Southern
culture
Senpai's
together. I'm Nicholas.
You know what?
You're DJ.
I am.
And what are we doing today, DJ?
You act like you said it like that.
That's the intro, right?
You didn't say it like that.
That's the intro?
You messed it up.
I'm just saying that's the intro, right?
No, still, it's not.
All right. Apparently, I don't know how to do the intro.
No. In historic, I have, you know what, I'll just release an episode of just you guys messing up the beginnings. Don't act like you.
I know I mess up the beginnings, but I didn't mess up this one.
Today we're watching Solo Leveling, episode 3. It's a watch along, and the past two episodes were pretty good, pretty good. This one is also brought to you by Modelo.
Modelo Especial. Which,
actually, it's Modelo Mango y Chile.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't know if that's special or not. It could be. Yeah, so you know what is the greatest part about living in the South?
What?
When you want different flavors of alcohol, other cultures are like, oh, yeah, dude, check this out. And you're right. Like, why don't we have more of this? Why wasn't this the American standard?
Because maybe we might be late. Well, probably because it's moonshine, right?
That's true.
Moonshine has a bunch of different flavors. I mean, you're from Tennessee, so.
It has, like, you can make moonshine taste just about anything. Everyone went to, actually.
All you got to do is put the fruit in there.
Yeah, but that, yeah, for the most part. And then on top of that, I went to this place in Kentucky that they had moonshine that tasted like sweet potato pie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they had another one that tasted like a.
And then you got that
butter cake.
Yeah, butter cake. But then you got some spread that was sweet potato, remember?
Yeah. Shout out to Smith Creek. That's where they were from. Smith Creek in Upper Mills in Nashville.
Shout out.
Do you guys have any cool moonshine alcohol distilleries in Louisiana?
Yeah, sure.
Do you, that you know of, that you've been to?
No. Not that I've been to.
Oh.
My thing is Tony Satchery's.
That's right. That's why it was Tony Satchery's on anything. Although, to be fair, Tony Satchery's is pretty good.
Yeah, and then they got Slap Your Mama, and they got...
I don't really know of a dish you can't put Tony Satchery's on, I think, because it's one of those all seasonings, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People like Obey, or what is it, Obey?
Yeah, Obey. I like
seasoning.
I like to put that on seafood.
Tony Satchery's all day!
Smoking like a true Louisianan. My dad's from Maryland, so that's why I know a whole bunch about Obey. But you can't put... Here's the thing. You can't put Obey on steak. You know what I'm saying? It's like specifically for seafood. It tastes weird on steak and stuff. But Tony Satchery's, you can put on both.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's better.
We don't have the studio intros to these episodes. We just have the episode itself. If your Funimation is gone.
It's extinct.
Yeah, because of the American imperialist.
Because Sony was like, oh, anime's popular now?
Well, I think...
Let me get that.
Isn't Sony Japanese? So they're Japanese imperialist. We got to teach them well.
Yeah.
We teach pretty well over here in America. Anyway, we're going to press play and start the episode in 3, 2, 1. Okay, because he just got sacrificed on this altar. And then a little thing came up. And then I was like, bro, let me get them sneaks. What happened to the singing ones? Y'all ain't gonna come over here either? Just the warrior guys? Okay, cool.
Congratulations on becoming a player.
I wish you could do this in real life, like solo level stuff in real life. Imagine taking a test, like every time you took a biology test and you passed, you actually got better at biology.
That'd be great.
You'd be a master at a bunch of stuff by now.
Oh, yeah. As much shit I failed.
Imagine every time you fought someone, you got like +1 fighting abilities.
Yeah.
Instead of spending a year and a half to get +2. Oh, my gosh. Oh, he has purple hair.
I thought it was someone else.
Your name's Wu? That's really stupid. Your name, you're blonde hair and blue eyed. There's no way anywhere your name is Wu. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not digging this intro.
No, I'm not.
The show's nice, but I don't like this intro. A healing potion.
I don't know if I'm into the show. I don't know if I'm into the show or they just leave good cliffhangers on the episodes.
Probably mixture of both, because if Judy is in one more episode, I don't know if I can handle this.
Is that like a cultural thing that they make the women like that? Or do you think that's just a male not understanding women thing?
That is an all around the world male writers not being able to write women. Like, there's a whole bunch of female characters out there that are just annoying as hell when it comes to anime. But then there's a whole bunch of female characters that are really awesome. So one thing I have noticed is that mangakas, people who create manga who are married, they write really great female characters, surprisingly.
Because they get laid every day.
Right. They actually appreciate women. Instead of being
Do you think they're doing it on purpose, or you think it's just the fact that they just don't get laid?
To be fair, a lot of animators spend a lot of time in their room and not outside socializing. Not that
they don't touch grass.
But it's because they're inside animating. So what do you want? You want anime, or you want them to touch grass? You can't have
both.
The only way you can do both is they get married and then she touches him while he's inside animating. Oh, he retired. Good. No, she needs to be pushed to the wayside. Oh, she's going to resign? Fantastic. I'm sticking with the show now. How? What do you mean?
Really?
That's because of a protagonist, bro. Do you not know? Oh, what, so you think he did it somehow? That's so stupid. Why would you believe that? It's a magical portal which in anything can happen, and you believe that he just... Oh, okay, that makes more sense. This man hit the Kaioken. A monometer. This is a monometer.
Mamma Mia.
It's a Mamma Mia pizzeria. You want a large $8? Again, I'm using the scene enhancers. This is pretty. This episode's getting better by the second. Damn, roasted. I ain't gonna lie, I appreciate this man. He's like, look, I just gotta check you out fast. Oh, you're still a bitch? See you. I should do.
You still ain't shit? Alright, cool.
You have your limbs back? I think that's a dub right there. You saw that the whole time? You have unread messages. What is this, Gmail?
Hmm.
Why does every woman just so mean to him? What is going on? I'm in the hospital. And it's about her.
I think this might be a cultural thing.
I don't know, man. I've met Japanese chicks before. They're usually not as, how should I say, bitchy as this person. Although, to be fair, I haven't met every Japanese woman ever, so there's a strong possibility.
Draw those generalizations.
There's some Japanese woman out there like, how dare, I am a bitch. How dare you say that? Okay, so these people have, like, random eye colors. So if you could choose a different eye color, which one would you do?
Oh, no, I'd keep my eye color.
Nah, bro. I totally changed my eye color. My color is just straight up black. Like, legally black. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, you can have black eyes. They're usually just dark brown. No. The U.S. government was like, damn, bro. You have no soul in them hoes. I personally...
No, chicks really...
Oh, dude, look, push-up, sit-up, squats, running. Oh, so he doesn't do 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups, he'll get a penalty? Huh, bro, they went down. Hey, I don't know if you remember that giant statue we're in. I probably just listened to some shit. Me, personally, I would want to get one of those weird-ass mantis shrimp eyes.
Really?
Yeah, man, because they got 3 eyes and 1 eye. So really, they have 6 eyes. They like, we have like binocular vision, right? One in each one. They have like 6-tocular vision or whatever that number is.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
And they can see like every single, they can see like heat. They can see like ultralight. They can see like a whole bunch of stuff. I love that. Just put on some shades, you're good to go. The hoes will never know. And I'd be like, hey, did you just text that person? No. You're going to lie to me? Seriously? You can see your radio waves, and you're going to tell me.
I can see your heat signature.
I know you wouldn't lie. There's no trap here. Clearly, I can see all the ultraviolet rays, bro.
What is the trope with pushing up the glasses being cool type of thing?
As someone who wears glasses, it's literally just, I don't know how to explain it. It's because you don't wear glasses. You do sometimes, but that's only when you're concentrating on something. As someone who like regularly wears them, you do that when you got to lock in, bro. I don't have nothing else to explain to you.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, strength quest. Strength training? Okay, so when he fails to do something, he has to... Whoa.
He goes to hell?
Goal, survive. 4 hours? Bro, you tripping, bro. Why is there always a chair knocked over? You weren't even in there. You weren't even in that chair. If life really was like this, let's say, oh, okay, cool. I earned. In real life, like the penalty is that you just get fat when you start working out. But it would be great if you just could never lose it. Because then you like, work out to a point. You'd be like, you know what? I love how it's just double titty shot just right now. Right. Like, what was the
fan service?
What is it? They weren't even large. They were just like, covered and everything. It was like.
He's been running for 4 hours.
I'm not gonna lie. Have you ran for 4 hours before?
No.
Around, I kid you not, because I've done a marathon before. Around 30 minutes, you hit euphoria if you're really booking it, right?
Is that what the runner's high is?
I'll tell you this. That runner's high only lasts about an hour max. And then it's just wham. But then, if you can survive like another 30 minutes, you think regular second winds are crazy? Oh boy. I remember like when I was training for a marathon, I was training with one of my friends. This, well, to be fair, I was back in high school. So obviously a little bit more energy, right? Anyway, and I was running literally like 5 miles like every day. Like that was my regular routine. Wake up 5 miles and then the rest of my day starts. So he was like, oh my God, it's better than sex. And I was like, it is? He must be having terrible sex. Like
just awful PNV.
But he used to run way longer and fast and like harder than I did. And so one time I went on one of his regiments. And at the end, I was like, bro, my endorphins are pumping so hard. If I feel like if I sit down, I'll explode.
Really?
Yeah. It's awesome. It's not better than sex, but it is awesome. Oh, she's still here? You know what? I got to call in a third opinion. I got to text her. You know what's funny? Is that I know hunters recover a lot faster than normal people, but there's something wrong off with this guy. You know what? I used to not believe stuff like this. Right? I was like, oh, it's so obvious. How do you not see it, right?
See what?
Like when people said, oh, like in anime or TV, they go, oh, he's so weird. Like how do we explain? Oh, something about him is different. And they just don't report it. And it's like if they were reported these obvious differences that everyone else sees, then it's like the main protagonist would have been caught earlier or the evil guy would have been caught earlier. And I used to think that was fake. But how many times have you heard on a true crime documentary, everyone told the police and nothing happened for 3 years?
Yeah.
So if these screens are up all the time, no, you're correct to stare at this person. You should not be talking to yourself out loud. If these screens are up all the time, what if you're smashing? And it's a plus one? What's going on here? Goal achieved. Success.
She achieved orgasm.
Ooh, I thought that end was like the swastika for a second. It's not, but... Whoa. Getting a little close there, ain't you? Them sweat drops be big as a mug, bro.
Also, he doesn't have any PTSD from any of the stuff he just experienced.
He regularly goes through that kind of stuff because he's the lower ranked, so he regularly deals with major trauma, unlike the rest of them.
Gotcha.
All right, so now you have to choose a class. All right, which class would you choose?
What are my choices?
You get like a hunter, and the other one, you got like magic and stuff like that. Healer, other stuff.
So you gave me two choices, hunter or healer?
You should, do you not know the rest of the classes?
No, I don't.
They're in the intro every time. Okay, so you got the hunter, right? Okay. You have like swordsman, and then...
What's the hunter do?
Like D&D stuff. It's like they have the ability of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you got the bard, whatever. So if you knowing that, like which one would you choose?
I'd probably be a swordsman.
Me? I mean, a swordsman, okay. Would you use a broadsword or just like a regular smaller sword?
I'd use a sword and a shield.
I would love to be a healer.
Why?
Why? Because I'm like, hey, swordsman. Don't go over there. I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm the leader. That's cool. I get it. I understand. You're the leader. You're in charge. But when you're bleeding out, don't fucking look at me. Do you understand? Because I told you not to fucking do it in the first place. Don't look at me like, oh, I need help because you're
the
healer.
You're like the field medic in the military.
Actually, yeah. Ironically,
like your dad.
Yeah, my dad was a field medic. And knowing my dad, that was probably his exact sentiment.
Hey, man, don't do that. Goes and does it. Hey, man, I told you not to do it.
It's funny because now my dad's a
doctor.
He works in the medical field. He's a pediatrician who specifically helps kids with concussions. It's like a specialty. which is like when your kid gets hit in the head too hard and he's as concussed, that's when he steps in. He's like, hey, I saw your kid get tackled. One, he's not going to the NFL. Two, right. I'm going to help you out. What's wrong with him, doctor? My dad be like, I'm sorry, but he's just not him. He's not built like that.
He's built different, but the other way.
Wrongly different. He's not built different. He's built oddly.
He's built opposite.
Right? Oh, good. You have entrance. Oh, so he can go in any dungeon he wants to. That's cool.
Oh.
Well, a subway dungeon. Oh, just him. Was that Judy? It looked exactly
that's
like
old Judy.
Judy Booty.
Big Booty Judy.
Judy.
Except she's Japanese. She's built like a matchstick.
I've heard of bodybuilders that are Japanese. Okay. And I'm always wondering to myself, like, especially nowadays, there are taller Japanese guys. So I've always wondered this. Are there thick Japanese women?
Yeah, there is. There's one.
How do you know that?
I'm white.
I can sense these things.
It basically seeks me out.
You see the Kmart? Oh, not the black goblins. Not the black goblins. Oh, it's a mohawk. It's like a regular mohawk. I thought it was like a... Never mind. Oh, Grina! Oh, he's Weave Nation certified. I apologize. I did not know that. I know they said, like, oh, normal weapons don't work against them. You have to use these special weapons with the little crystals, right? This is obvious that it's in Japan, because if it was in America, it would still be a gun. Americans would figure out a way to put a bunch of knives in a gun and then shoot it. There's a lot of blood in this.
Yeah.
For like, the tiniest hole, that was like a lot of blood. That would not kill someone. It's a goblin, so I guess I don't know. You could have stabbed him in the heart for all I know. Okay, the brain is... That's it. Hit him with the Shanksty. Yep.
Oh, man.
No one touches my backpack.
Nobody touches my mochi.
You not him, bro. It's me, Iron Jaw Wolf. The final boss is just P. Diddy. You can sense it? Oh, what? Because his mouth broke the fucking... Because you're a bitch. You built oddly. He sensed the bitch in you. Aren't you Weave Nation certified? Nope. Weave card taken. Oh, he calling the homies. Are you serious? Oh, no, it's just him. Okay, cool.
It was like his war cry.
Bro, this camera zoom, this camera circles. What's going on here? Oh, it's over. They have the craziest cliffhangers.
That's how they keep you watching more. It's annoying, but I get what it's trying to do.
I don't like it when he's touching them lockers, bro. What you doing, dog?
He's P. Diddy in them lockers.
Now we have to watch the next one to see if the final boss is P. Diddy. And all I'm going to say is, if it is P. Diddy, Japan, you animated this years ago. That's a great call.
Great call.
Great call. Oh, so that was P. Diddy, the one opening up the door. Or was it Dan Schneider? I don't know. The entertainment industry is so fucked, dude. It's so bad. What'd you think of the episode?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I'm more confused than I am interested in this anime.
That doesn't matter, does it?
No. No.
Because the audience dictates what we're going to do. I'm DJ.
I'm Nicholas.
And we'll see you. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is. I was going to say this has been Southern Senpais, but they're gonna figure that out in the outro.
So you can say it. Do you want to say it? We're still rolling.
You know what? Yes, I do want to say it. This has been Southern Senpais. I'm Nicholas.
I'm still DJ.
See you later.
See you.
This has been Southern Senpais on Comic-Con Radio. Check out our previous episodes at comicconradio.com. You can follow the show at Southern Senpais on all major social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday for a fresh episode. Y'all come back now. You hear?